This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Election Commission officials discuss upcoming election preparations with Prime Minister Sushila Karke. Number of new voters and political parties increasing lately. 31 scientists working in Nepal featured in Stanford University's global ranking of world's best scientists. Two people killed and four others injured in road accident in Sindhuli along Madan Bhandari Highway. And a Turkish military plane crash in Georgia kills all 20 on board. Now the news in detail. A discussion was held between Prime Minister Sushila Karke and the officials of the Election Commission today regarding the preparations for the upcoming elections. During the meeting held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singhadarbar, today, the Prime Minister inquired about the possibility of reducing the expenses of election candidates and making arrangements for inter-district voting to facilitate voters. In the discussion, Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari informed that more than 60% of the election preparation work has already been completed. He also added that the registration of new political parties and the inclusion of voters in the voter list have been encouraging, and according to the Commission's assessment, it is capable of conducting the elections on scheduled date. The Commission also briefed the Prime Minister on the progress made in response to the three-point letter sent by the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers under her direction. Similarly, Director General of the National Registration Department, Namaraj Khemere, said that the department is ready to provide the biometric data collected for the National Identity Card to the Election Commission for election purposes. 31 scientists working in Nepal have been included in the list of the world's best scientists. According to Dr. Ravindra Thakal, Secretary of the Nepal Academy of Science and Technology, NAST, the annual global ranking prepared by Stanford University in collaboration with Elsevier has featured 31 Nepali scientists this year. Stanford University prepares such a list every year based on research and publications. According to the list published by Stanford University, 7 scientists from Tribhuvan University and 2 each from the Nepal Health Research Council, BP Koidala Institute of Health Sciences, and the International Center for Integrated Mountain Development, ISIMART, are included. Secretary Dhakal said that the inclusion of Nepali scientists in the list reflects international recognition of their excellence and capabilities of Nepal's scientific community. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Jagadish Khrel has said that Nepal's participation in the Global ICT Leadership Forum has been highly productive and beneficial. Addressing the 19th Global ICT Leadership Forum held in Seoul, the capital of Korea, Minister Khrel stated that the forum provided valuable opportunities for Nepal to advance its vision of becoming a digital and AI-driven nation. According to the minister, Nepal has already begun implementing policies and establishing institutional structures for digital and AI transformation. He also said that the government of Nepal has proposed future collaboration with the government of Korea, the World Bank and other global partner organizations in the field of digital and AI transformation. Two people died and four others were injured in a road accident today at Lakshmipura of Dudhauli Municipality 4 in Sindhuli district along the Madan Bhandari Highway. The collision involved 3 vehicles, 1 truck and 2 motorcycles. The deceased have been identified as 34-year-old Ram Kumar Kumar of Tadi in Dudhauli Municipality 11 and 25-year-old Phul Babu Dhami of Dudhauli Municipality. According to police, both succumbed to their injuries while receiving treatment at Dudhauli Municipal Hospital. 3 of the injured are said to be in critical condition. A safer route for Mount Everest expedition is expected to open by mid-April. The road originally used by Sir Edmund Hillary of New Zealand and Tenzing Norgay Sherpa in the historic 1953 ascent is gradually being restored. The trail passes through Nubse Peak with about 80% of the work already completed. Himal Gautam, director of the Department of Tourism, said the route is safer than the Khumbu Icefall Road and is being prepared for use in coming spring season. This news comes here from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
नेपाल टेलिकमको इन्टरनेसनल रोमिङ सेवा सुचारू गर्न #1415#7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकमको एपबाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। The Nepali Communist Party, NCP, and Matribhumi Jagaran Abhiyan Motherland Awakening Campaign have agreed to work together to build a strong party. NCP coordinator Pushpakamal Dahal Prachand and co-convener Madhav Kumar Nepal and Jagaran Abhiyan founder Bhim Rawal have reached a 7-point agreement to unite the two parties today. With the consensus, the party unity declaration meeting was held at the City Hall in Kathmandu. The two parties have agreed to move forward on the path of politics, national economy and culture free from the external interference. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. All 20 personnel on board a Turkish C-130 military cargo aircraft that crashed in Georgia close to its border with Azerbaijan have died, the Turkish Ministry of National Defense says, as investigators examine the cause of the accident at the site. According to Al Jazeera, the confirmation came on Wednesday, a day after the plane crashed after taking off from the Azerbaijani city of Ganja. The minister said Turkish investigators, in coordination with Georgian authorities, had begun inspecting the wreckage at the crash site in the Sinani municipality of Georgia's Kakheti district early on Wednesday. Dozens of Israeli soldiers launched arson attack targeting a Palestinian warehouse, a Bedouin village, and farmland in the north of the occupied West Bank on Tuesday, the BBC reports. Several Palestinians were injured in the incident. The incidents were the latest in a recent surge in settler violence coinciding with the olive harvest season, when Palestinians head to their agricultural land around towns and villages. It comes just after the UN's humanitarian office said that the number of violent attacks by settlers last month was the highest since it began collecting figures nearly 20 years ago. Meanwhile, the Israeli Defense Forces, IDF, said that the troops went to the scene to disperse the confrontation using riot dispersal means and apprehended several Israeli civilians. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Kusi and Gandaki provinces and mainly fair in the rest of the provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Commission officials discuss upcoming election preparations with Prime Minister Sushila Kharge. Number of new voters and political parties increasing lately. 31 scientists working in Nepal featured in Stanford University's global ranking of world's best scientists. Two people killed and four others injured in road accident in Sindhuli along Madan Bhandari Highway. And Turkish military plane crash in Georgia kills all 20 on board. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.